victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Disciple of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm just a man. What do people mean when they say that? I'm just a man. I'm only a man. I'm only a woman. What does that mean? It means don't expect much. And don't be surprised when I sin. Don't be surprised when I sin. Don't be surprised that I'm nothing like Jesus. Because I'm just a man. Not if you're born again. Not if you're born again. All things have passed away. All things have become new. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. He's given you power to become more than just a man. To become the Son of God like Him. There was a time when He was the only begotten Son of God. Only means one. But now He is the firstborn of many brethren. Woo! Firstborn. What does that mean? All those who've been born again have been enabled, whether they take advantage of it or not, have been empowered and enabled to become like Him, a Son of God. Oh, friend, we've barely scratched the surface of this, barely touched this. But will it happen? Will you rise up in Christ's likeness and begin to operate like a Son of God just by coming to church once in a while and sitting on the seat and watching and looking and saying amen? No. No. You got to grow beyond being just a believer and become a disciple, a learner, a follower, one who is in training daily, one who is willing to pay any price, sacrifice anything, go anywhere, become totally, radically changed again and again. What do we read? What was it in the Amplified? Luke 6:40. The servant's not above his master, but the one, everyone, when he's what? Readjusted. Is that always comfortable? You know, see, people get tired of hearing that they're not 100% there. People get tired of being corrected, don't they? Every day. But that's the life of a disciple, right? The life of a disciple. You're not so foolish and ignorant, are you, as to suppose you have already arrived at total Christ-like perfection right now? Then why should you be shocked that you need to change and that there's stuff that's not right? Do you want to see it?
Yes.
That's weak. Oh, that's. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Do you want to know about it?
Yes.
Then don't get mad. Don't get your feelings hurt. Don't get upset. When every day you get corrected. Every day. What does it require to be a disciple? We looked at it in Luke 14. We looked at it in numerous other places. It comes down to one word. Suffering. And that's why everybody's so excited about this whole series. What does it take to be an Olympic athlete? You have to suffer some discomfort, some imposition. You have to push yourself past your comfort zones. Is that right? Pain, soreness, injury, recovery. What does it take to be a top-notch soldier? Same thing. There's some suffering involved. But the thing is, so many people in the church, they have taken that suffering doctrine and they've just messed it all up. They've twisted it all up. They've said, well, it means suffering being sick. It means suffering being broke. It means suffering being stupid. I'm just suffering for Jesus. No, there's a whole category of suffering for your own mistakes. And there is no glory in it, and there's no reward for it, and it doesn't put you one whit closer to being like Jesus. It's all for nothing. There's a whole lot of suffering Christians are doing, and it is for nothing. Nothing. No, it's a specific type of suffering. It's suffering, putting your flesh under, and suffering being persecuted. Oh, did you get those two things? It works out in a lot of different areas, but that's where it comes back to. It's suffering not getting your way, suffering not yielding to your flesh. It's suffering being persecuted for identifying so completely with Him and obeying Him. And it's not a feel sorry for me, I'm suffering attitude. If that's the way that you feel about it, you're not qualified. You're not worthy. I mean, Olympic athletes that are reaching for the gold. We just saw the games in China a while back. Do they want you to feel sorry for them because they've trained so hard? No. How do they feel? They feel like it's worth it. Right? It's worth whatever price and discomfort they've gone through to accomplish that goal, to reach that place. And if you're always talking about how deprived you are and how you've laid everything down for Jesus, well, you don't qualify. You're not worthy. No, you got to feel like this. That all the sufferings of this that are involved in this are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. Feel sorry for me? Are you kidding? You ought to come on and want to be like me. I'm talking about those that are really being disciples of the Lord. Sure, there's some discomfort every day, working on yourself, putting your flesh under, not getting your way, being instructed, being corrected. Reminds me years ago as a boy in martial arts school. Oh boy, our instructors were old school. And no pads, concrete floors. And they'd show you how to do it and show you how to do it. And if you weren't getting it, you know, if you're not getting it, it's because you're not paying attention. They show you repeatedly and you're not still not getting it. It's because you're not paying attention. And so, after a few times, it wouldn't show you anymore. You'd feel it. He'd come a big arm. He'd come a big leg and sweep you and put you down on the concrete floor. Hard. Boom. So then you're supposed to jump up and say, "Thank you, sir." Why? They're helping you to remember. They're helping you to get it clear. Well, it requires some discipline, but it's good for you. I said it's good for you. Oh, we're in such a generation of whiny babies. It's pitiful. Whiny babies. Christians act shocked if they get corrected. Oh, was something wrong with that? Oh, well, they corrected me. You probably needed five more. They're just being gracious to you. Come on now, do we presume we have already arrived at Christ-like perfection here today? Then what do we need? We need instruction. We need correction. We need to change. And if somebody can help us to see it, we ought to be glad about it. And who needs this correction? Who needs this change? Everybody. Everybody. Are you serious about this or not?
Yes.
Then say it out loud. Lord, show me.
Lord, show me.
Correct me.
Correct me.
Instruct me.
Instruct me.
Help me.
Help me.
I want to be like you.
I
know I need to change.
I
know a lot of things
need to change.
Show me.
Help me.
I won't act shocked
when
you tell me what needs to be changed.
I
know it needs to be changed. So thank you for helping me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who needs this? Everybody. 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 Look over to the third chapter of John. We got some growing up to do, don't we? So many folks, bless their hearts, get one correction a year. And you think somebody had eaten their ice cream or something. I mean, they just can hardly bear it. Well, at that rate, how long is it going to take them to become like Jesus? Whew. Not enough time in this life. John 3:14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Lifted up. That has more than one meaning. Of course, it had to do with Him being lifted up on the cross and Him being the sacrifice, but also it just has to do with Him being lifted up. John 12 gets into this. Turn over a few pages, if you would. John 12:32. John 12:32 says, "And I," Jesus said, "if I be lifted up from the earth," what would He do? "I will draw all men," where? Where? "Unto me." Drawn unto me. Again, more than one meaning here. More than one application. Also in Isaiah, don't turn there, but all this goes together. Just listen, Isaiah 62:10. Isaiah 62:10. He said, "Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people." Say that out loud, that last phrase. Lift up a standard for the people. A standard. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The Standard," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1107E. That's R1107E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.